Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Chico Carrasquel. Batting second. The second baseman, Nelly Fox. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Boyd. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Manny Minoso. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Sam Mealy. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Connie Ryan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Rivera. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Virgil Trucks. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Virgil Trucks. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The first baseman, Bill Glynn. Batting third. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Art Houdeman. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Art Houdeman. And now, play ball. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards short. Strickland reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glynn scoops it up and throws to first, with Houdeman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Mitchell moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Fox reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ryan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a pop-up towards third. Rosen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Houdeman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 1 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0 for 1 in the game. Glenn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Carrasquel hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Nelly Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 1 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 1 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Minoso. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 1 in the game. Rosen hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. Doby strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 1 in the game. Strickland strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Connie Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 1 in the game. Ryan strikes out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 0 for 1 in the game. Rivera hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. Lawler hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's White Sox, 2, Indians, 2. Virgil Trucks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trucks is 0 for 1 in the game. Trucks hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Trucks reaches second base with a double. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0 for 2 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0 for 1 in the game. Houdeman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0 for 2 in the game. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Glynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Glynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 2 in the game. Boyd hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 2 in the game. Minoso hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Minoso settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Carrasquel misplays the ball. That's an error on Carrasquel. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 2 in the game. Doby hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boyd scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Simpson for the out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Rivera settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Sam Mealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mealy hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Wright pinch hits for Connie Ryan. Tom Wright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wright hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rivera is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rivera is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rivera hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Wright now playing left field. Manny Minoso now playing third base. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Art Houdeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houdeman is 0-for-2 in the game. Houdeman bunts towards the mound. Trucks fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-3 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-3 in the game. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Wright settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Shurm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lawler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bud Stewart pinch hits for Virgil Trux. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chico Carrasquel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carrasquel is 0-for-3 in the game. Carrasquel hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Pierce now pitching. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Fox fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Kennedy now playing left field. Nellie Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Boyd is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boyd is 0 for 3 in the game. Boyd hits a fly ball into left field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Manny Minoso is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Minoso is 0 for 3 in the game. Minoso hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.